What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello,
and this,
good morning.
I believe, is our fifth show, I believe.
It is.
So, anyway, today's show's topic is going to be, what are the limitations and exclusions on a homeowner's policy? But first, Kathy, let's recap last week's show. We were here last week with our Hazel Assistance Office Manager, Mandy Sosby. And tell the people what we talked about last week.
Well, we're making sure that you have the right kind of policy on your house based on who occupies the house and who owns the house. So we talked about the different types of occupancies of the house. Most importantly, if it's your primary home that you reside in, and that's where you live all the time, it's considered your primary residence. We talked about if the home is rented, if the home is a secondary home or a seasonal home, or if the home is vacant.
Yes. And so, you know, as you would expect, we have just tons of people that come up here from Florida, from Atlanta, and we have a great deal of secondary and seasonal homes that we insure.
Correct.
I mean,
yes.
A lot of them.
We do.
So you want to let your agent know that, just the takeaway of this is, you want your agent to know who lives in the house, how the house is being used, and who owns the house, because a certain kind of insurance policy needs to be written on that house based on how it's being used. You don't want to have the wrong kind of policy on a house at the time of claim. You want the right type of policy, and you want to make sure your agent knows how the house is being used.
And if you don't tell them, they don't know. They just write a normal probably house, and that would be the issue if there's a claim. So just always communicate, be transparent with your agent. It's not going to cost you a whole lot more to be that way, but you want to make sure it's right in case something were to happen.
Yes, even if it does cost more, it's better to have it up front.
Correct.
Than something on the back end that's, hey, we're not covering this or something.
Correct.
We didn't know
Correct.
It was misrepresented to the insurance company.
Right.
So the big ticket one was, we talked about the vacancy. And
yes.
So what happens, like, okay, I've lived here, and you know what, I'm getting older, and I feel like it's time for me to move back to where my kids are.
Right.
And my kids live in Florida, and I'm going to just, you know, put my house on the market. Now, in today's market, fortunately, you're probably not going to be on the market long.
No,
cause
not right
it's,
now.
Kathy's mom and dad are actually the other way, trying to look at the place here. And what we're finding out is that, you know, just it's harder to find a place.
Yes.
And even back to the rental market, I had a call from one of my friends last night. Russell Reynolds called me, and one of his friends is trying to find a place to rent, and that is very difficult. But my point is, if you are going the other way, maybe you've got older, where you need to be back somewhere where people are caring for you, or you're closer to doctors, or whatever your motivation is.
Right.
You know, if you move out, and you take all the stuff out of your house, and move back to Florida, and it's sitting there, that's
vacant.
Considered a vacant and for sale.
Correct.
And what we talked about last week is that you end up losing coverage in that situation after 60 days.
Yes, you do.
So, and particularly, like, you know, you're talking about vandalism or glass breakage, or if you leave the house. And I don't know, Kathy, I'm expecting some phone calls here after this hard freeze.
Right.
I don't know
right.
if we've got any or not, but tell the listeners what we experienced after a hard freeze.
A lot of people who may have lost power could lose, some different, like their refrigerated and stuff, or they also could have frozen pipes. So
yes.
That's a big concern that we always want to try to make sure you leave your heat on. And winterize your house prior to leaving. If you were to leave and go back to Florida, that's something you would definitely need to make sure you do.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about this in July,
yes,
maybe.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Right now, this is the time to be doing it.
It's a very important topic. So I wanted to also bring up, we talked about the VRBO last week, and we talked about the Airbnb. You need to definitely let your agent know if you're doing that as well, because there's a different exposure for that And also, you want to make sure you have proper liability in place because someone could get hurt or med pay. The other thing we wanted to discuss, if you are actually in a subdivision and you are actually in, like, say, you're being assessed, we can actually put some endorsements on your policy for an HOA.
Yeah, that's something you need to know, too. If you're a member of a homeowner association.
Right, because something could be assessed for the whole place, and then you don't have coverage on your homeowners and policy that would cover that. And we can endorse a policy
for cheap.
For cheap, very inexpensively, in case you were assessed. And that's something that you need to make sure that your agent knows.
We're going to have a whole show on that, about the liability coverages on homeowners policy. You know, the section, we've been kind of really honing in on the section one part of the homeowners policy. You know, our first show that we started out was, you know, are you insured enough in case of total loss? And then we had Ms. Annie Lloyd on here that had a total loss. So we're trying to make an awareness about, you know, having enough coverage if you do have a claim. So today's show, like I introduced the show, is, you know, what are the limitations and exclusions on homeowners policy? Again, I'm Mark and Kathy. I'm Mark Morris and wife Kathy. We are independent insurance agents. We also are brokers. We represent probably somewhere around 20 insurance companies. You know, on personal lines, we might deal with 10. You know, commercial, we might deal with different brokers and companies. But this show is going to be primarily based on, you know, personal lines. Okay, so we did go back and we talked about last week's show. Today, I want to talk about, you know, how you don't want to be surprised when you have a claim.
That's right.
And so, literally, Kathy, when somebody comes in and writes a homeowner's policy, how long does it take to do normally?
Well, we are not like a lot of agencies. We have so many carriers. We represent you to the carriers. So we have so many different carriers. So it will take us probably 24 hours to get
a quote
back that's accurate.
What she's saying is, and we have a comparative rater, so we can rate multiple companies.
Correct.
But the choices actually slow down our process, which is, you know, if you're a company, and there's a lot, I've said before, there's a lot of good agents out here, there's a lot of good companies. I'm a big proponent on go have a relationship with your local agent.
Yes.
And we have a lot of good local agents around here. Some agents only represent primarily one company.
Right.
We're talking about the big name companies that you would see on TV. So when they've got a situation to quote a policy, they've got just one company where we've got 10.
Yes.
So it does going to take, sometimes it, even though we have technology, we have a state-of-the-art computer system, we have a comparative rater, you can actually go into our website and it will give you a indication, correct, off of what we've got.
Yes, it goes into our.
What's that called?
When you go into our website, there we actually can, you can put your information in there and it will actually generate it into our comparative rated for us. And then it alerts us that you've done that, and then we can contact you and finalize those quotes for you. The biggest thing for us is that when we're doing that, you know, we pull property cards, we ask for appraisals, we ask you a lot of questions because we have to know to put it in there for replacement cost estimators. We also need to know so we can also, if there's some issues or might be something that you might be work better with this carrier than another carrier, we have to call the underwriters to actually talk to them about your account and the more information that we have to represent it to them to see if they will write it or not. It also gives us, you know, some time because we want to give you the best coverage for the best price.
Yeah. It's funny, some companies just have different appetites.
Yes,
and some companies, like one company we have, loves the mature market, you know, retirees and mature. But that same customer might go to another company we have and they don't like that particular.
Right.
Some companies don't want to write somebody that's a younger driver.
Correct.
I know we're talking about homeowners today. So getting back to our topic here, we'll be going to a break here in a minute. But let's talk about, you know, today's subject is, you know, what am I limited for? What kind of property do I have? What exclusions do I have? How can I avoid being surprised in the event of a claim? So Section 1 of the homeowner's policy is, you know, coverage A is your dwelling. And I don't want to be boring, but I'll just read this verbatim. You know, the homeowner's policy is going to insure the dwelling on the resident premises. And so the other thing, this is right off the top of the list of the policy, It also covers materials and supplies located on or next to the resident premises used to construct, alter, or repair the dwelling. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about a claim we had from one of my good friends. He was building a garage, and what happened with him. Again, I'm Mark and Kathy Moore, Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and you're listening to Peace of Mind. After the break, we'll be talking back on what are the limitations and exclusion homeowners policy. We'll be back with, at 95.1, Talk of the Mountains, WJRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Hi, welcome back. Today's show is What Are the Limitations and Exclusions on a Homeowner's Policy? I'm Mark Moore, Independent Insurance Agent, with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Kathy, tell us how to get in touch with our agency.
Yes, More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. We also have a location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. And then we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between Iconi Bank and Burger King, and that's also a division of More Insurance. And please like us on Facebook.
Yes, please do that. Our Facebook page has been up for how long, Kathy? About a couple of years. We were maybe a little
for
bit late.
For ours,
doing
it
that.
Has, and then for the new locations, we've just put yes. them up recently, like the last year or two.
Yeah, so, it's yes. funny how the social media and things have just changed so much. Back when I got in the business, I even made the comment that, you know, we didn't even have the internet when we first started. I mean, right. it was just, you know, I mentioned it's been 25 years now. So going back in today's show topic, let's talk about limitations and exclusions. You don't want to be in a situation where you think something was covered and it's not. The claim example I had, we didn't insure my friend, but my roommate from college, he was building a garage.
That's right.
And, you know, it wasn't really, you know, when you're building something, you have that period of time where, you know, your builder tries to, you know, keep it secured and keep it braced. But, you know, the fact is it's not finished. And during that point of construction, it is always more susceptible to wind. And he lives up on a high hill. Bryson City. And so, he had that wind. And it came through. It was one of the windy days. Or maybe it was at nighttime. I can't remember which day or not. But the bad thing was, is outside his construction project, both of his vehicles were parked. And so the whole thing just blew over. I mentioned before the break that the homeowner's policy says that materials and supplies located next to resident premises or used to construct or alter or repair a dwelling are covered. So he actually had coverage on his homeowner's policy for this, even though it was under construction. Now, you've got to be careful sometimes, and this will be another show, but you want to make sure that, you know, also theft could be covered. So sometimes you might want to get a specific policy in a situation called a, you know,
Builder's risk
policy. But anyway, the next thing I want to talk about is, you know, going back to our topic today, the homeowner's policy reads, we do not cover land, including land on which the dwelling is located.
That's right.
We had a situation years ago where this customer calls in, and he wanted to file a claim because it was during Hurricane Ivan, mm-hmm. and his creek banks had washed out. So there was so much rain that it just kind of, you know, washed away his sides of his, and he wanted us to have a claim filed and somebody come out there with a trackhoe or backhoe and
fix
it. And he was really not happy.
Right.
Because he you know, he thought that land would be covered. Right. And we've been very specific. You know, you cannot cover land. So if there's an erosion, first of all, also just, you know, flood's not going to be a covered peril.
Not on your homeowners or earthquake, you know. Unless it's endorsed. So yes. You have endorsement for earthquake.
Yeah, so that's going to be a limitation. Okay, so going into, we talked about the dwelling. We talked about, you know, your other structures as coverage B. But we'll skip over that because that's going to be a whole show just on having your other structures covered. So we're going into your personal property, your stuff, the stuff that you have, the stuff that you want, that you...
it's not attached to the
structure.
Yeah,
just like your contents of your house. So you might be surprised to find out that the policy reads, and I'm going, this policy here, you know, you may have a different version of this policy. This is an ISO policy that, you know, is kind of like the base. It's not a basic form policy, it's a special form policy, but it is a policy that is just the plain old vanilla policy without any type of enhancements or, you know, we can't cover a show based on what the what ifs could be. You know, we're going about just like, you know, what's the this is the standard, the HO3 policy. A lot of times people don't have those anymore, do they, Kathy?
No, they don't.
Because they may have HO5 or they may have a little
HE7 or
you know, broader coverages. So the way it is, your personal contents are covered anywhere in the world, actually. That's the way, so that's right off the reading off the policy. So if you've got property away from your premises, and this happens sometimes where maybe you've got a storage facility or you've got another residence somewhere else, the policy will give you 10% of what your contents are at another location.
That's correct.
Yes, either 10%, the greater of 10% or $1,000. So if you've got, you know, $100,000 of coverage on your contents, then you've got $10,000 away from the premises. Wouldn't you think that we've got quite a few people that sell their home and then they've got stuff sitting in a storage facility?
Yeah, I typically when someone says they're selling their home, I don't like to cancel their homeowner's policy until they actually have got to their destination.
Yeah.
Because they have liability on their homeowners and they also have coverage, like we just discussed, a percentage of coverage on that. That
well, it's
transition.
A little dicey because when you sell your house, you just lost your insurable interest in the house.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You can't file a claim on it.
Right.
So that's something you need to think about, though. When you sell your home, you just sold your insurance policy in a way, too, if you cancel it. So you got to be careful about having other stuff.
Or make sure you have insurance already in place.
So
for
just
other
something
location.
To think about.
Yes.
Just something to think
yes.
about.
While you're in transition. So
what I was talking about, these limits, we've got, and this is right off the policy, you've got a limit of, this is called special limits of liability. The most the policy was going to pay for money.
Yes.
Money, banknotes, bullion, goldware. It's a grand total of guess how much?
$1,000.
$200.
No.
I mean, that's yeah. Some policies might give you $1,000.
Yeah, if you have an
endorsement. So we had a lady years ago that had a safe in her house, I don't remember if they ever found out who did it or how it worked, but it was almost like an inside job. Like somebody knew that she had cash just sitting there in her house, and they knew where the safe was at, and they went in there, they wiped out all of her cash. I think she had quite a bit of gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Your homeowner's policy is going to pay $200 for that. So if you've got cash, and I've always felt very funny. I mean, it's part of our job to know what people have, but it's my personality to be private about things and not know
right.
what people have.
Right.
You know, I never have liked asking somebody for a Social Security number. I never have liked how much cash is just sitting at your house.
That's what we have to do.
But we've got to know that, and you've got to let your agent know if you've got just cash sitting around.
Or jewelry or guns
yes.
or coins. Different
yeah.
things that might need to be scheduled on your
yes.
policy. You don't want to find out in a claim, as we've been talking about throughout these different topics.
Yeah, so you got $200. I mean, that's with the standard HO policy, you know, HO3 policy. What Kathy just alluded to is if you have loss of theft. Now, this is not going to be if your house burns, but
right.
if somebody comes in there and steals your jewelry, watches, furs,
guns.
Well, this is talking about just the jewelry
right.
here. Guns has got a different limit.
Yes,
well,
it
we
does.
Can talk about it too, since you brought it up.
Yes.
You get $1,500 for jewelry.
Right.
You get $2,500 for guns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd be willing to bet you that a lot of these old boys around here, late ladies too, have got more than
$2,500. Yes.
for guns.
Yes.
So you need to get with your agent and find out, because you don't want to have a situation where somebody comes in there and steals your gun collection.
And let's talk about that too. When we come to your agent and tell them that, we used to have like an inventory.
An appraisal. And I've listened to another advertiser on WJRB is Randy Hill over at Shooters Exchange.
Yeah.
And he's advertised that he's able to give you an appraisal for your firearm collection.
Right.
And that's what we would need. Like if Randy gave us that appraisal.
Or serial numbers.
Then I can go to the insurance company and they could actually have a scheduling of those firearms. So anyway, I think next week we can continue some more about this. We didn't really get to cover all the topics
that we wanted to.
You know, a lot of things, you know, you kind of even have to worry what's not covered. So wrapping up today's show, you know, we will be back next week. And I'm Mark and Kathy Moore, Independent Insurance Agents. And look forward to talking to you next week.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.